Brain Collective on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So, quite topical at the minute then is the subject of men's mental health. Now, a shocking statistic to start with is that one of the biggest killers of men under 49 years old is suicide. So I've come along to the Brain Collective, who do some really, really interesting work on mental health, especially helping men who might be hesitant to look for help in other places. And I'm here with the three women in charge of Brain Collective. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Paula.
I'm Melanie.
And I'm Maria.
Fabulous. So, Paula, we'll start with you. Explain to me a bit then about sort of the men's mental health crisis going on at the minute.
I think it's come to the forefront with men, especially after Project 84 released by Calm back in the summer, where they did the 84 statues on top of a building in London. And that was to highlight that 84 men per week under the age of 45 actually commit suicide. And that's a huge figure. Here at the Brain Collective, we do see a lot of men coming through, mainly because they don't necessarily want to do talk therapy. So when they come in here, a lot of ours is based around technology and how we actually find the root to the problem without them needing to say anything more. We do that through a lot of different treatments, which Melanie will probably explain a little bit more about that, if that's okay.
Well, one of the things that we obviously do is we can undertake an EEG brain map, and that actually shows men using, you know, actually mathematical numbers, and we can convert that into maps. But in actual fact, there is an underlying physiological reason for the way that they're feeling. So they're not just imagining this. This is a real reason why they're feeling this way. And I think in some respects, that makes them accept it more. And it means that what we then can do is use that data, and we can actually then formulate a neurotherapy plan, which may involve a range of different technologies that we use to actually help them to change that physiology. But I think for them, if they can see that there is a reason that they're feeling the way they are, it brings it to the fore and it makes it more explainable to them. And then as we're going through whatever therapy we select as the being most appropriate for them, we can actually track the changes that are happening, and they can see that those are changing, and that usually correlates with the symptomatic improvement that they then feel.
And because it's not talked about as much, depression in men, a lot of men don't recognise the symptoms. So the fact that you're more fatigued, you've got a lack of interest in lots of things going on around you, you've got a heightened irritability, you've lost your appetite, you don't get why these feelings are coming then, because men won't generally sit down and chat to the mates about feeling a bit tired, things like that. They don't come to the forefront. So that's when we say to people, you know, it is all right to talk, to actually question someone and ask, is that not, is that how you're feeling? Or it's all right to actually have those discussions, and that's a good thing. But obviously men in general don't find it easy to talk at all, but it is serious. Men do need to recognise these symptoms, and they do need to go forward. They're often the breadwinner. Often there's issues at home, or if anything's gone wrong, they find it very hard to admit when things are hard. So that's again why here at the Brain Collective, we love when they come through and they actually recognise and can start to move forward. And there's also been a lot in the media at the minute, with a lot of sports professionals who are actually coming forward. Freddie Flintoff, for example, discussing depression. It is a big thing in the sporting world. It is happening a lot. And those men are hopefully pushing more men to come forward and talk about it. But there's a lot of underlying reasons why the sports personalities get depression from concussions and different things like that. So obviously that's another factor of it as well. But day-to-day life, men getting on every day, jobs, everything can change.
If I came in as a new client and I said that, you know, I'm suffering from depression, I've got all these symptoms, what would happen? What would my first session look like?
Well, the first session is an intake, so it does give us an opportunity. We usually do go through a questionnaire with somebody, trying to identify what are the main areas that they are struggling with in their life and what are their goals to improve. So that's really getting a handle on that. But in that first session, we would do a QEG brain map, which is a non-invasive, it's just taking the data of the EEG, which we can then translate into the pictures that we can go through with people. And we often incorporate continuous performance testing as well to sort of see how they are functioning in terms of their ability to attend and maintain focus, attention, impulsivity, distractibility, all those sorts of things. And that sort of picture helps us to then discuss with the person what we're seeing, where their difficulties lie, sort of linking up what the data with the symptoms, and then making sense of a plan moving forwards if they wish to proceed with that.
mental health is in the news at the minute because obviously Wellsprings has had a massive investment through sponsors. Obviously the Brain Collective sponsored them, and me and some of the ladies in Harrogate trekked the Sahara to raise money, as well as many other companies within Harrogate donating and helping, and lots of fundraising going on. But they're a really big unit for good talk therapy that's affordable to people, and I know Emily said recently in the media that Harrogate does have a place for this. Yes, there are a lot of people who go and visit them. So although Harrogate is this beautiful bubble that people think is amazing and we don't have problems, there's a lot of people who do have problems. But again, Wellsprings is very confidential, as we are. So if you walk through our door, nobody would know you've come through the door. Nobody knows who you are. And we deal very much on a technology basis as opposed to the talk therapy that they would offer.
Absolutely. So you're working in conjunction with other people to provide the best. I think it's great that you've sponsored somebody else doing something similar, because it's not about making money, it's about actually really making a difference to people's lives, especially Absolutely. Those suffering with mental health. That's fantastic. Well, thank you all very much for giving me a quick tour of Brain Collective and talking today about mental health. If anyone wants to find out more, where can they find out more about the Brain Collective?
At our website, or you can give us a call. We're always happy to chat.
The Brain Collective on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.